Hey, welcome to Hope City's podcast. We're so excited that you chose to listen to us, and we hope you enjoy today's message.
Today, we're finishing the foundation series that we have been going over for the past several weeks since we celebrated Hope City's fifth birthday. And really, this series has focused in on who has God called Hope City to be. And I've heard many people that have come in the doors of Hope City and say, it feels different here. And I'll tell you why, because God has called Hope City to be different. And it's okay to be different. Hope City is a place that is focused on loving God and loving people. A place where people are fully loved. They feel fully loved. They feel safe to heal, and they get equipped to make a difference. It's a place where gossip is not tolerated. And people are learn to have hard conversations with each other. It's a place where forgiveness is foundational. Yeah, come on. It's a place where people are generous with their time, their money, and they are learning how to trust God with what he asks for. And today, as we wrap it up, we're learning that Hope City is a place where people learn to recognize the authority that they have through Jesus and how to activate that authority in the world around them. Are you ready? Okay, listen. Jesus did not invite us into relationship with him so we can just survive until heaven. That is not the point of our relationship with Jesus, is just making it to the end. Jesus saves us and walks us into freedom in order to bring more people with us. He wants us to take what we've been given and give it to others so more people can come and then more can be given to us. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like last week's message a little bit? Does it also sound a little familiar to our theme for this year? Now go. Now go. I want to just go back to our foundational verse for this year, for our theme. It's in Matthew 28, 18 to 20. And it says, Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this. Maybe some of you need to hear this today. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Keep that scripture up there, Kel, for just a minute, because today, here's what we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on this word, authority. We're focusing in on the authority that Jesus was speaking about, okay? Jesus didn't just tell us to go and do something. He said he's giving us the same authority that he had. Do you see, like, there's this implied, Jesus said, I have all authority. Now you go. Do you see that? I have authority. Now you go. Why? Because we can't do anything of substance without walking in the authority of the kingdom. We can't. And the requirement for us to walk in this authority is the same requirement that Jesus had on him. Do you know what that requirement was? To be connected to the Father. If you are not confident in your identity of who the Father created you to be, it will be impossible for you to walk in the spiritual authority you need to walk in. You have to be connected with the Father. You have to be connected with the truth that he says about you. You have to believe that what he says about you is true. For some of you, I just hit something there. And if I just hit something and you're like, "Oof, I have a really hard time believing these things," you better get in a life group and start healing. You better get in a life group and start going deeper. This year, as we've been talking about now go, we've been talking about three things: obedience, discipline, and sacrifice. And all of these things are required to walk in the authority that Jesus asks us to walk in. And we're going to go back, and we're going to look at some scripture passages of what this looks like. The first thing is this: authority requires obedience. That is so fun, isn't it? I love obeying. Don't you? No one likes to be told what to do. Especially, I don't know if you know this, but Oregonians, native Oregonians, have a rebellious spirit. No, don't. You're not the boss of me. Don't tell me what to do. Right? How many of you in this room are a native Oregonian? How many of you are like, "Yep, I do not like being told what to do"? See? Same hands went up. All right? Listen, someone brought this to my attention when I wasn't even living in Oregon. And this person was a pastor from Oregon, but he was preaching somewhere else. He's like, "I come from a state where Oregonians have a rebellious spirit." I was like, "Woo." Yeah. I don't like to be told what to do. But if I'm going to walk in the authority that Jesus is giving me, I have to sacrifice the spirit of a rebellion and walk in obedience to what he is saying. In Matthew 10:8, Jesus said this to his disciples that he was sending out. If you have accepted Jesus, you are in a relationship with Jesus, you're considered a disciple of Jesus. And he said this: "Go heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received." Some of you are sitting here like, I can't do that. I can't go heal the sick. I can't go raise the dead. I'm not going to cast out a demon. Then I'm going to ask you this: have you openly received that for yourself? You can only give out what you have received for yourself. Do you struggle with sickness? Some of you in this room might be like, you struggled with a cyclical cycle. That's a repetitive word. You've struggled with a cycle of sickness that's just been on repeat. You get over one sickness and you get to another. That's a spirit of infirmity. Some of you in this room have believed the lie that this is just normal. This is just how I live. But you can only give out what you have received for yourself. Are there areas in your life that are dead? Are there dreams that God put in your heart that you have allowed to die, that need to be raised from the dead? Get ready. What demons have you partnered with that need to be unfriended? You can't cast out what you are currently partnered with. Listen. Some of you just realize that you're partnered with the spirit of offense because I just offended you. Sorry, not so. I am not sorry. Because here's the deal. The enemy's job, his one job, is to kill you and to destroy the dreams that God has put in your heart and to cast down the calling that God has on each and every one of our lives to build the kingdom, no matter where we are. And every time we partner with a demonic spirit of fear, anxiety, lust, addiction, every time, we actually cast aside the authority that Jesus has given us. And it renders us unusable. So what are you partnered with that you need to cast out? Authority requires obedience. Whew. It's quiet in here. Are you still with me? Authority requires discipline. Matthew 18:18-20. I tell you the truth. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. I also tell you this. If two of you agree here on anything concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where there are two or three gathered together as my followers, I am there among you. This sounds really good, right? Whatever I forbid on earth is forbidden in heaven. Well, I need you to know something. Whatever comes out of your mouth is what you are permitting. Whatever comes out of your mouth is what you are permitting. Proverbs 18:21 says this, the tongue can bring life or death. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. So the Apostle Paul shared this story. And he said, I knew a man once. I think he was talking about himself, okay? He said, I knew a man once that was taken up into the third heaven. And whether it was physical or spiritual, I don't know. And what Paul was getting at was he was trying to teach people the fact that there's more than meets the eye. There's more to this world than what we can just see. And what he was telling us is that there's three different levels here. He called them the three heavens. And he referred to the physical earth, what we can see, what we can feel, what we can experience, like right here. He referred to this as the first heaven. And then he referred to the second heaven as the spiritual realm that's just beyond our physical eyes, that sometimes some of us can actually see beyond that veil, okay? That's just beyond where there is constantly angels and demons in activity carrying out the work of their masters. Do you hear me? Carrying out the work of their masters. And there's the third heaven, the place where Father God sits, where he reigns. And Paul said, we all have the ability to be spiritually in that third heaven with Father God and to be able to look down and have authority over everything else. Because we're here on earth, but our relationship with the Father makes us seated in high places with Christ Jesus. We're partnered with heaven. And what I speak out here in this first heaven realm either permits or limits heaven's authority. What I speak out either permits or limits. This is what it looks like. Oh, my life is hard. Well, that permits a spirit of defeat. You know what? God is working even when I don't understand. And I know it's going to be good. That permits a spirit of hope. Listen, we have to ask God. We have to have the discipline to ask Jesus to reveal to us the truth and bring clarity about what we are feeling before we let that out of our mouths. We have to be willing to bind what are lies and release what is truth. We have to bind the spirit of defeat and release the spirit of hope. We have to bind a spirit of lust and release a spirit of respect. We have to bind the spirit of false identity and release a spirit of sonship and daughterhood. Because this is what it looks like. This is the vision that God gave me. When we are here on earth and we speak out words of defeat, discouragement, depression, things are never going to get better. It literally ties Father God's hands. And he's like, well, you said it from your mouth to my ears. I can't move. If you're not going to partner with me and declare the goodness of what I have said that you live in, if you're not going to take what I have said to be truth, I can't move on your behalf. My words, your words, declare life or death. What's your choice? What's your choice? Our words bind the enemy and release God's favor. What's your choice? If I don't control my tongue, I tie God's hands. And the last thing I want us to realize about kingdom authority is this. Authority requires sacrifice. I'm about ready to tell you something that Holy Spirit downloaded to my heart as I was preparing this message. And you're not going to like it. Okay? So just get ready right now to know that you're not going to like about what this comment that is right here in my notes. Because when I wrote it down, as he was telling me, I was like, ooh, they're going to be mad. You ready? You might want to write this down. It's not, there's no slide for it. So you might want to write it down. You ready? Sometimes the very thing that is keeping us from going to the next level with Jesus is the very thing that we think brings us the most satisfaction. You want me to say that again? Sometimes the very thing that is keeping us from going to the next level in our relationship with Jesus is the very thing that we think brings us the most satisfaction. As I was talking this out with Pastor Shaq, she's like, yeah, but it's a false satisfaction. It's not true satisfaction, it's a false satisfaction. It always leaves us longing for more. It never fulfills. I dare you to pray Psalms 139, 23 to 24 over your life. It says this, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you. And lead me along the path of everlasting life. Just keep that verse up there, Cal. Don't ask him this if you don't want him to show you. Don't ask him, because he's going to show you. And if you say no, you're living in disobedience. I can't tell. I'm only telling you because I've experienced it. I've said no. And I lived years in disobedience because I said, I don't want that. I'm not doing that. I don't want to give this up. If you feel like God isn't speaking to you, or you feel like he isn't showing you something, well, go back to the last thing he pointed out to you. Are you still doing that? There's a lie that you're believing that God is silent. God is never silent. He's always speaking. If he's not current, if you currently can't hear what he's saying, you need to go back to the last thing you remember him saying, and have you obeyed that? Authority requires sacrifice. And if you're not willing to give up the thing that he's asking for, even if it doesn't make sense to you, some people in this room, some of you are like, I hear what God's saying to him. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, it doesn't have to. It makes sense to him. It might not make sense to you until 5 weeks later. And you come over to the other side and be like, whoa, now I understand why I needed to give that up. But you'll never understand if you don't do it. Hope City is a place where we will always preach God's word with truth, with love, with conviction. And we will be so open and vulnerable about how it's working in our own lives. And we are always going to challenge you to take it out from here. It's not just a place where we come on Sundays to be like, woo, that felt good. See you next week. Hope City is a place where we walk in knowing that God's going to meet us because I've been meeting with him all week long. He's going to fill me with more so I can take it back out and give it back out. Hope City is a place that requires every single one of us to walk in obedience, discipline, and sacrifice so we can literally stomp on the enemy's head the minute our feet touch the ground. That's the spiritual authority he calls us all to walk in. Do you want to walk in it? Do you want to walk in it? With your eyes closed and every head bowed today. Maybe there's some in this room that you're saying, like, I don't even know what spiritual authority looks like because I'm not even in a relationship with Jesus. I have said yes to so many other things in my life, but I've never said yes to Jesus. Or maybe you're in this room and you're like, yeah, I've said yes to Jesus, and then I've gone off my own way. I've done my own thing, and I need to say yes again. It's time for me to lay it down. If that's you today, you need to say yes, either for the first time or because you've been away and you're ready to come back to him. I want you to raise your hand right now. 1, 2, 3. Come on, 4. Woo! Come on. That is what it's all about. That is what it's all about. Everyone stand with me right now. Let's say this together. Jesus, I need you. Today I sacrifice myself. I say no to my desires. And I say yes to you. I give you permission to lead me, to convict me, and to take me into life everlasting. Show me the next step, and I will follow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you again for joining us. We want to give a special shout out to those who pour into the mission here at Hope City. If you want to give to what we're doing, you can find us at myhopecity.church/give. Again, we are so excited that you chose to join us, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.